STEM Rep. Porter on GA student slaying, the important thing is any one instance shouldn't shape overall policy. By Ian Hanchett on February 26, 2024. On Monday's broadcast of CNN's Out Front, U.S. Senate candidate Representative Katie Porter, DCA, stated that while the death of Lachlan Riley is tragic and it's a loss and it's important to acknowledge that, the important thing to focus on is any one instance shouldn't shape our overall immigration policy, which has so many different facets, including economic choices about what workers to allow in, how to create prosperity in America. Host Aaron Burnett said, "We can all agree this is a horrible, horrible thing that happened. It shouldn't have happened, but it did." After reading from the words of 2024 Republican presidential candidate former President Donald Trump about the case, Burnett asked, "I know that you may not choose the same words, but do you share his outrage?" Porter answered, "Well, I think when a horrible tragedy like this happens, I think whenever we're dealing with violent crime, there is a sense of outrage, of sadness, and of loss. But I think the important thing to focus on is any one instance shouldn't shape our overall immigration policy, which has so many different facets, including economic choices about what workers to allow in, how to create prosperity in America. So, the situation is tragic and it's a loss and it's important to acknowledge that, but also to recognize all the other, how all the other parts of immigration policy fit together." Later, after the discussion turned to President Joe Biden taking executive action on the border, Porter stated that executive action is really important. "It's the only way that we've been able to make any progress at addressing immigration at all. But I think we've seen, under Title 42 and some other policies, that efforts to simply close the border are not really solving the longer-term problem, which is that we have not put the resources or the policies at the border. So, we have all different kinds of chaos and challenges, from not having enough immigration judges, to not investing in technology that can help us screen for fentanyl, which I have voted for, but we need to do more on recognizing that we haven't kept our promise to dreamers. All of these things come together to create the kinds of chaotic immigration policies we see." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.